says that for dinin nefashos, it's required to have two edim. Al pi shnayim edim, al pi shlosh edim yumas. Ames lo yumas al pi ed echad. And you have such a similar pasuk by dinin mamonos. Al pi shnayim edim, al pi shlosh edim yakum dover. Yakum dover goes on mamonos. So the Mishnah Makis in the first parak raises a question: if two edim are good, means that you don't apply it echadam b'isur. You need to wait him for mamonos, and you need to wait him for nefashos. And we learn exereshava dava dava mi mamona dava should be erba also needs to wait him, because it says kimotzibo erba's dava. A person has to divorce his wife if he discovers that she was a saita. How did he discover? So kimotzibo erba's dava. How did he discover? So the Gemara says dava dava mi mamon, two witnesses testify. So that's how we know that you need to wait him for mamonos and for nefashos and for dava should be erba. So the Mishnah Makis poses a question: why is it necessary to say that two edim are good? If two edim are necessary, say anything better than two edim is certainly good. So must be a lahakish no shlosh al shnayim. Must be a hekish. What's the significance of the hekish? So the first time in the Mishnah said Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, Tosfos quotes Reb Shimon. So the first time is Reb Shimon by Yechoi. He says the significance of the al pi shlosh edim is ad sheyazom kulam, that you don't give any punishment al kasher zaman to anybody unless you mazim all three. Rabbi Akiva is a question whether he agrees or disagrees. Some Rishonim say Tosfos discusses it. Loi b'hakosav lahakol olav alal achmer olav. He's disagreeing with the Tana Kama Reb Shimon. Most of the Rishonim assume that he's not disagreeing. That's when the Mokhi Yosef there on the Rif, and Makis quotes from the Ritzgeirs. Ritzgeirs was a contemporary of the Rif. So we don't assume like that. We assume Rabbi Akiva agrees with Reb Shimon, but he says, for that you don't need a pasuk, I would have known on my own. And it must be the Hakish Shlosh HaLishnayim tells me a different din. What's the din of Korav HaPasul? Nimtzeh Meidim Korav HaPasul. If you would have had two Eidim, who say that the main is Chayv Nisa, and one of them would have turned out to be a Karev or a Rasha, so you'd be left with one Eid. Eid Echad is not good for Dina Nefasha, so even if you started off with three Eidim, and one of them turns out to be a Karev or a Rasha, and you're left with two, so two Eidim should be good. No, that's a din of Nitzach, Meir, and Karev Apostle. So here there's a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, Halacha L'maisa, when does that apply? So Rashi pretty clearly seems to assume, and the Rashbam was Rashi's grandson, he learned with his grandfather. So the Rashbam, a lot of times in his commentary on Baba Basra, he writes over what he heard from Rashi. Here also, the Rashbam says over from Rashi that Rashbam and Rashi learn if you had a group of three Edom or more watching a murder, and the Korav or the Rasha was watching, then even the other two kosher edim come to Bezni, you can't accept the testimony. Nimse echad menu edim korav apostle even applies to Eid HaRoya, even though he's not an Eid HaMeid, even though he never testified in Bezni. That's wild. That's why Rebbe tied in the Mishnah on the top of Tesam and Beis. It's a Mishnah in Makkos, but the Gemara quotes it here, the top line of the Mayasu shnayachem the echad shirov the echad shargas on nefesh. What do you mean? If there's just a Korav or a Rasha watching, so the two kosher edim can't give him the death penalty, how can it be? So Rebbe's machriach, it's out of swar, it can't be that that's a din of korban. So Rebbe's machriach has to be only if niskaven lohoid. But that's a Rashi and a Rashbam paskan laloch. If you had three witnesses watching Alvoa, there's a machloikis hataraim where the Korav apostle is restricted only to din of nefashos, or even applies to din of mammon. It's fine. So we paskan that it even echad din mamonos ve'echad din nefashos. We paskan like Rebbe, machlokes Rebbe, Rabbi Yosi. That's four lines from the bottom of Tesam and Alpha. Amar Rabbi Yosi, according to the Mishnah Makkos, b'med var mamurim. When they have this din of korav apostle, only b'din nefashos, but din mamonos, there's no din of korav apostle. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe disagrees. And we paskan like Rebbe that the din of korav apostle even applies to din mamonos. So the Rashi and the Rashbam paskan like Rebbe, korav apostle applies both to mamonos and to nefashos, but they paskan like Rebbe against Rabbi Yosi that it only applies if niskaven lohoid, if the korav or the rasha had in mind b'shas riyas ha'maisa that he's going to come to bezin. Why should he be such an idiot? Why should he does know the din? Korav does know the din that a korav is apostle, so the rasha thinks that he's a tzaddik, so he plans to come to bezin to testify. That's a Rashi and the Rashbam paskan la locha that if niskaven lohoid, then he has a shame aid, and then you apply the rule of nimtza echad min ha'edim karba apostle aid is kula metela. There's another din that depends on a shame aid, and it's again a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam on the one side, on the one hand, and the Balei HaTosfos on the other hand. Tosfos says that there is no such thing. Tosfos says true, the hava min in the Gemara makas, when the Gemara asked the kasha, the Havamina was that even by Eid Haraya you apply Korav Apostle. But then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so, because the Gemara finally answers, this is the final answer on all the questions. Why don't you say Horeg Yatzel? Why don't you say Horeg Yatzel? So the final answer was, the Pasuk says by Mamanus, Alpi Shnei Eidim, Alpi Shlosh Eidim, Yochem Dovor, and the same Hekish that they make by Dini Nefashis, Shlakish Shlosh Eidim, they're making by Dini Mamanus. And since it's to teach you the din of Korab Apostle, okay, Korab Apostle, and since it says Yalkum Adavar, we can establish the facts based on Shnei Edim or Shlosh Edim. So Yalkum Adavar only applies to those who are Mekai Medavar Kasim Adavar, only those who show up in Bezdin to testify. Whoever just watched and he doesn't show up in Bezdin, so he's not Mekai Medavar, he's not establishing any facts if he doesn't come to Bezdin. That's what Tosfos claims, this Tosfos, same Tosfos appears there in Makkos, that you only apply Korav Apostle if he's in Eid Hamed. If he's in Eid Haroya, the din of Korav Apostle doesn't apply. So then Tosfos says, V'chein, almost halfway down in the Tosfos, it says, V'chein, and in parentheses says, L'kamon daf lamedalan amabes, there's another din that depends on a Shem Eid, and it's again a machlekes, Rashi and the Rashbam on the one hand, and the Balei HaTosfos on the other hand. Rashi and the Rashbam learn that there is a din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Take for example, there was a halvoya or there was a hezek or something, and one of the witnesses who's crucial to the case is a big talmid chacham, and they want him to serve as a dayan. So first he's going to testify on the case. They're going to have a bezna of three to be mekabelators. So this individual is going to give hagadas eidus, and then after the mekabelators, then he's going to turn around and they'll send away one of the three dayanim who is mekabelas eidus, and he'll take over the bezna because he's a big talmid chacham. So there's a din that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, the one who testified on the case, one who's an Eid on the case, cannot turn around later and function as a Dayan. So there again, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam against us. Rashi and Rashbam hold, if he's an Eid Haroah, he didn't come to court to testify at all. If he's an Eid Haroah, and his Kavan Lohoy, if he had in mind at the time that he was watching the incident to come to court to testify, he has a shame Eid. Whoever, just like there's a din that a Korav is posel Eidus and a Rosh is posel Eidus, so there's a din that an Eid is posel Dayanus. Whoever has a Shem Eid is posel Dayanus. So according to Reb Yossi, whoever was watching has a Shem Eid, even like Niskaven Lahoy. And we pasken like Rebbe, that only if Niskaven Lahoy, if not Niskaven Lahoy, not, but an Eid who is Niskaven Lahoy, even if he doesn't go Lamaisi, he doesn't go to testifying court. If he was Niskaven Lahoy, he has a Shem Eid. And then you say, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. It cannot serve as a Dayan later on. And according to that, it should come out, according to the Rashi and the Rashbam, it should come out that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi thinks that you have a Shem Eid with respect to the din of Korav Apostle, even Leinis Kavan Lahoid. So according to Rabbi Yossi, even Leinis Kavan Lahoid also. If he's Eid Haroah, the loinis kaven lahoid, we would apply the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. So Tosfos said, that's utterly ridiculous. Tosfos said, that's utterly ridiculous. Never heard of the din of Loitei Shmi'a Gedolei Miriya. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. It says, the beginning of the third parak says, Rohu Bezdin. If the, let's say the Bezdin HaGadol appointed a Bezdin of three to be in charge of a Kiddush HaChodesh. So the three members of the Bezdin saw the new Levonim, Ruhu Bezdin. So the Mishnah says they have to, two members of the Bezdin who saw the Levonim have to come in front of a Bezdin of three and testify that they saw the moon, and the Bezdin of three will declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. They'll declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara asks, why do you require that the two members of the Bezdin, Ruhu Bezdin, Ruchal Yisrael, everybody saw the new moon? So why do you require that two of the people who were set aside as the Bezin? There was the Bezin HaGadol appointed them, because the issue of Kiddush HaChodesh is neged all the Klal Yisrael, so it's supposed to be done by a Bezin that's appointed by the Bezin HaGadol. We discussed already. The Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana can only be done by the Bez Nagonim. That's Allah, it can only be done by the Bez Nagonim. And nonetheless, the Rambam quotes the Gemara that until the days of Abai Rava lived in Bavel, so nobody had Smicha in Bavel, but their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael was still doing Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana until the middle of the days, till deep into the days of the Amoraim. So the Ramban asked, that's ridiculous. 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says the Bez Nagorol went into a self-imposed exile. L'mayin afkemina, the Gemara quotes from the Seder Olam, the Brisa written by Rabbi Yossi Menchalaf, the history book. The Gemara asks, what's the relevance of that piece of history? The Gemara says, Loimar shein donin din in the foshes, that once the Bez Nagorol goes into exile, the din is malamid shambakim gorim, they have to be meeting in the Lishka Sagazis. So if they're no longer meeting the Lishkas HaGazes, they don't exist anymore as the Bez Nagorol, and there's no more Din Nefashos all over the world. All the Sanhedrin Tana, every Sanhedrin Tana in the world is part of a big system of Sanhedrin, and they're all linked together, and you have to have the chief, the Supreme Court is the Bez Nagorol Shel Yerushalayim. So if they're not meeting, they already moved out of the Lishkas HaGazes, they said, we're not going to meet anymore. And the Bez Nagorol, let's say, is asleep at night, so in America they can be done din in the foshes, it's the daytime. So that's okay. But the Bez Nagorol is not in the Lishkas HaGazes. No, but they're going to come back tomorrow. Officially, their office is the Lishkas HaGazes. So officially, the Bez Nagorol is still functioning. Even though they happen all to be sleeping, and let's say in California, it's an hour difference. So by them, it's Bayom, and Eretz Yisrael, they're sleeping, it's Laila. So you can be done din in the foshes all over the world. But once the Bez Nagorol resigns, they said, we're not going to be done anymore din in the foshes. So nobody can be done any din in the foshes. So the Ramban asked on the Rambam, if the Rambam holds that the din is that you need Bez Nagorol for Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana, it's a real din, so how can they continue till the days of Abai Varov? That's impossible. There was no Bez Nagorol. Malam Shamakum Garim. They resigned from the office 40 years before the Churban Abayis. That was a few centuries before. What are you talking about that they still did Kiddush HaChodesh? And the Mefarshim answer, Rav Soloveitchik said, over the Mefarshim, the Keren Oyer on Soite answers, and the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs on the bottom of the page, the Lev Samech and the Kina Seferim, the answer the Rambam thinks that until the days of Abai Barabba, there was still a body of 71 people who had Smicha and Eretz, who used to meet every so often. True, they never met in the Lishka Sagoza, so they don't have a din of Sanhedrin with respect to Zaka Mamre, they don't have a Dinam Sanhedrin with Sanhedrin Gedol with respect to Lod and Din Nefashos all over the world, but they still had the status of a Sanhedrin, then they get to Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana. That's apparently the Rambam's opinion. Ramban disagrees, but the Rambam, he says, what are you talking about? It was not Bez Nagorol. After the Churban Abayi, he said, 40 years before the Churban, it was not Bez Nagorol. Ramban says, aye, but there is a Mechilta, the Rambam didn't make it up, there is a Mechilta that Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShana should be done by the Bez Nagorol. The Ramban says, yeah, when there's a Bez Nagorol, so Derech Eretz dictates. Who are you? Just every Tom, Dick, and Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry. They're going to get together, they're going to make a Bez, and they're going to declare Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Thursday instead of Thursday and Friday. Only Thursday or only Friday. Who asked them? Who asked them? It's a psak that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's not right that three people get together, three people have smicha. He says, if they'll whoever come, kol ha-kodim zocha, whichever bezin of three will declare that it should be Rosh Chodesh, that'll be Rosh Chodesh. But it's not Derech Eretz that stam any bezin of three should declare Rosh Chodesh. They should go through Bez Nagorol, because they get to all of Klal Yisrael.
But it's considered for Kodesh, right?
Yes. Any bezin of three.
The first mission is on Advent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So any bezin of three will have smicha, who will paskin that it's Rosh Chodesh. Their psak will be chal. But the Ramban says it's not right. It's not right. They should go through it. They should be authorized by the Bez Nagorol. When there's no Bez Nagorol, so then you don't have to, there's no requirement. There never was a requirement in the first place. Just that Derech Eretz dictates it should, any Bez Nagorol 3 shouldn't take it on their own. The Bez Nagorol 3 should be authorized by the Bez Nagorol. Fine. So the Mishnah says again, so there's a Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Hashanah, Ruhu Bez Nagorol Yisrael. The three members of the Bez Nagorol who were designated by the Bez Nagorol happened to see the new Levana after the Moilad. So the Mishnah says two of them have to testify in the presence of the Bez Nagorol 3, and then that Bez Nagorol 3 will declare it as Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara asks, why, if the Bez Nagorol saw the new Levana, so why did they have to testify in the presence of the Bez Nagorol 3 and that Bezin should declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't it make sense? Loitei Shania, Gedoyle Meiria. If the Bezin of three, hears from two witnesses that they saw the Levana after the Moiled, so the Bezin can declare Rosh Chodesh based on the Shmiya, what they hear from Kosher Edim. So if the Bezin themselves, all the three members of the Bezin, saw the Levana, so they have Rias Hamais and Mamish, Loitei Shmiya, Gedoyle Meiria. So why do they have to testify in front of other people? Let them declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. You have to have, whenever you have a Din Torah, you have to be mevarech what the facts are. So if it's a Din Torah, Dinim Ominous, you have to bring witnesses to be mevarech. Here, what does the Tevayah say? What does the Nitva say? What do the witnesses say? If it's Dinim Fosh, you have to know the facts. If it's Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to have seen the moon. So you have to be mevarech the facts. So you say, it's better to be mevarech the facts based on having witnesses testify in front of the Bezin. The Bezin didn't see it at all. The witnesses testify, so they can declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. If the Bezin themselves saw, so that's better. They themselves saw. So lo teishmiya gedoyle meiria. So let them declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, you're right, it depends. When did the Bezin see the Levana? Did they say Ra'uhu Bayom or Ra'uhu Balayla? If Ra'uhu Bayom, so there's such a concept that you can only have Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Bayom. A Bezin can convene Balayla. It's learned out from a Pasuk. We're going to do that Pasuk today. That's going to be relevant for the second half of the Tosfos on Tesa and Al. So Bezin can only convene by Yom. So if Ra'uhu Balayla, the Bezin of three that was picked out by the Bezin HaGadol, they were designated, they should be in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh. So if they saw the new Levana after the Moiled, if they saw it Balayla, then it's not called Rias Bezin. It's called Rias Edim. Because it's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. So then the Edom will have to testify. The Edom will have to testify in front of the Bezin. Then if they're going to testify, so they can't turn around to serve as Dayanim. That's the rule, Ein Ed Nasa Dayan. So they have to testify. Two of the three people who saw the Levana will have to testify in front of the third guy and another two people. They'll convene a Bezin of three. So two of them who saw the moon will testify. And the Bezin will declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. But if Ra'u Bayom, if the three members of the Bezin saw the new Levana after the Moiled Bayom, so it's a Rias Bezin. So there can't be a Yeshivas Bezin Bayom. So they saw a Rias Bezin Bayom. So you say, then you say, Loi Teishmiya Gedoyle Lemiri. So Tosfos, that's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Halacha L'maisa like that. Loi Teishmiya Gedoyle Lemiri. That if Ra'u Bayom, they can declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. If Ra'u Balayla, there's no Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. So it's called Rias Edim. So then they have to testify, Nei Nei Dasa Dain.
So then you need three. If the eight
were going to
be
Dayanim
for Kiddush HaChodesh, then
three
have to see it, right?
You need a Bezin of three. Yeah, if Ra'u Bayom,
right.
Then you have to have three, right? Then you have to have three.
Right.
If Ra'u Balayla, so they can't function as a Bezin Balayla, so then they have to testify the next morning. So then we would say, Ein Ed Nasa Dain, the Dayanim who testified cannot turn around later to serve as Dayanim on the case. And Tosfos quotes, there's such a discussion with respect to Din and Nefoshes. There's a pasuk, let's say we saw someone murdered someone else, and there was Hasra and it's Mazin and everything, so you can't just go take the law into your own hands and kill him. It says, you have to bring him to a Bezin. Bezin has to make a Gmar Din Lamisa, and then you give him the death penalty. So that's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. So one Tana has, Rabbi Kiva has a drush on the pasuk. What if someone murdered, so Reuven murdered Shimon in the presence of the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel? All 23 members of the Bezin are watching. Reuven murdered Shimon in front of their eyes. So did they have to go to another Bezin? Or maybe you can say, if two witnesses would come and tell us that Reuven killed Shimon, even though we don't see a dead body, we're going to ask him, where's the dead body? So he's going to say, he killed him, he threw him in the ocean. Okay, we're going to look for the body, can't find it. So we'll believe them, that they say Reuven killed Shimon and he threw the body in the ocean. So if the Sanhedrin of 23 is mekabelitis from two witnesses who say Reuven murdered Shimon, we give him the death penalty. So if all the 23 members are watching the way Reuven killed Shimon, if they're watching Bayom, watching Balayla, Ru Balayla is Edim. So that's not a Rias Bezin. But if Ru Bayom, then it's a Rias Bezin. So then we should say, if they can give the death penalty based on what they hear from Edom, they can certainly give the death penalty based on Arias HaMais that they themselves saw. They themselves saw the murder. So Tanoim say that that's okay. You can give din in the nefashos in such a case if harag b'fnei bezin. And Rabbi Akiva darshens from the pasuk anu din lo yomas haratzeach aram de lefnei ha'ed olam mishpatit. Even if Sanhedrin ro bechut sharagas hanefesh, they shouldn't give him the death penalty because tulo chazir leischuso. There's a din that the Mishnah daf lamed beis lists off all the special dinim that the bezin bends over backwards in the case in the nefashos. To try to acquit, we learn that from the pasuk v'hitzilu ha'edom. He tried to acquit the nidon, to try to pater him. So, after all the 23 members of the bezim were watching when he murdered him, how they gonna sulah chazal eschus? And no one's gonna have any hatzola. So, Rabbi Kiva learns that from the pasuk lo yomas haratzeach. You shouldn't kill based on loytei shmei gedolei meriya. Loytei shmei gedolei meriya is good by kiddush hachodesh. It would be good in a din Torah nidin mamonis, but it wouldn't be good in din in the fashas because you want to bend over. You're supposed to bend over backwards to find some schus v'hitzilu eido. And if they were watching the murder, sulo chazal eschus. They're not going to have rachmanis on the guy at all. Fine. Another tanoim says in ishgefelach machlegus hatanoim. And sometimes, if that's the only way to give the death penalty, if you'll insist that the eidim should testify, if you'll insist like a Rabbi Akiva. Sanhedrin Shiro Bechon Shaharagas HaNefesh. You insist that you should go to another Bezin, so this will be impossible for some reason or another. Trefer Shaharag. Think about later on Aiches. So there, if Harag Bifnei Bezin, so then you leave it on Iker Adin. You say, Leite Shmei Gedoy Lemiriam. So Tosis asks, but if you put two and two together, Rashi and Rashbam put it together. Rashi and Rashbam say that you apply Korav Apostle, even to 88 Haroya. And Rashi and Ashbam hold that you apply Ein Eid Nasadayin also to Eid Hoyin, as long as Niskabin Lahoid. At the time that he was watching, was in Niskab Lahoid. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you would apply Ein Eid Nasadayin even Loy Niskabin Lahoid. That was the Machlegis Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Each one limits it a little bit. The din of Korav Apostle is too much. How can it be a din? So Rabbi Yossi limits it. It only applies by medvum din in the fashas. Din in mamonis is not din of korav apostle. Shai. And Rabbi limits it. He says he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yam ech din mamonis ech din in the fashas. However, he limits it. It only applies if niskaven lahoid. If the time the v'riyas amais in niskaven lahoid. So if you apply, and we pass like Rabbi that you need niskaven lahoid. So then Rashi and the Rashbam say there's another din that depends on shem eid and eid nasa dain. So if an aid was watching the niskaven lahoid, then you would apply the din of ein aid nasadayin. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you would say ein aid nasadayin, even loy niskaven lahoid. Even loy niskaven lahoid, there's a din of ein aid nasadayin. So Rabbi Yossi can't subscribe to the din of loy teshmir gedolei meriya. Every case, when you have riyas hamais, even loy niskaven lahoid. He has a shem eid, even like niskaven lahoid. Rebbe says, at least, only niskaven lahoid. Okay. So you can have a case where the avloite shmir, gedolei meriya, ruhu bezdin, and they didn't have in mind to come to court testify. They weren't thinking that at all. But if you're like Rabbi Yossi, that even like niskaven lahoid has a shem eid, and that's a din of ein eid nasadayin, whoever has a shem eid is posel odun, sandu din. In order to be posulatus, you have to either a korab or a Russian, korab or posul, a Russian. And in order to be posulod, then if you have a shemeid, it's an upsul, ein eid nasadainash, shemeid. So the Rashi and the Rashbam hold you have a shemeid just by eid haraya. So at least if you hold like Rebbe, you only have a shemeid, it's kavan lahoy. Okay, that's what the Rashi and the Rashbam paskin like that. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it'll come out even loynis kavan lahoy. So there's never a din of loyte shmig doyle meriya. So they says they find it hard to believe that all the Gemaras that talk about Loite Shmig Dele Maria are all against the Tana Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, but still Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe in the din of Loite Shmig Dele Maria. It's hard to believe. Yeah. What did the Rashbam and Rashi say? So there is a pasuk. V'hoi b'yam achilas banim. How does it say? Beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. It says. And he doesn't want to give the pishnayim to the ben asnua. So it says, when he's about to die, so the Gemara has a comment later on Lamed Dalet. Tosfos says, and they quote the Rashbam is in Bava Basra. That's where the Rashbam took over. There's no Rashi there. So Rashbam there quotes Rashi. Kufya Gimla and Beis. So the Gemara says, why does it say Bayom Hanchila is Bana? Bayom Bala Balaila. Why? A person who dies at night, so the assets don't go to the Yorshim, becomes Hefker. Only one who dies in the daytime. How can it be? Why doesn't just say Vaya Hanchila is Bana? When he's about to give over the Yerusha. Why does it say Bayom Hanchila is Bana? Sounds like Bayom Bala Balaila. Gemara says, yes. Bayom Bala Balaila is a din. That's the mocker of the din, that you can't have a yeshiva's bezin balaila. You can't have a kviyas tchilas yeshiva's bezin. If you have a din Torah and it takes forever, as long as it's chil done in bayam, the gomer balaila. That's a Mishnah later, daf lamed beis amud aleph. A din Torah and din imamunis has to begin in the daytime. And once it begins in the daytime, then you can continue into the nighttime also. Tchilas yeshiva's bezin. Kviyas yeshiva's best has to be bayom. Once it began in the daytime, it's good balaylo. Yeah. Done in bayom, we gomer balaylo. So where do you learn this from, that tchilas yeshiva's best has to be balaylo? There's no shame bezin balaylo. It's from this pasuk, bayom hanchilas bonav. What the pasuk is not talking about bezin. So the Gemara says, the pasuk is alluding to the following din. Shloshi shenichnasu levaker es achoyla. Three people went to visit the sick man in the hospital. And then he makes a tzavua on his deathbed. He says, when I die, I want to... He has three sons instead of dividing the Yerusha. One third, one third, one third. Let's say he has no pchor. The daughter is the oldest. Has no pchor. Instead of getting one third, one third, one third, he says, one of them is very successful in business. He doesn't need so much Yerusha. So he gives him 10%. And the remaining 90% he divides equally between the two sons, 45%, 45%, and 10%. So that's a din of tzavor. So the Torah says, "B'yom hanchilas banov," and then the guy dies. Then the guy dies. He makes his tzavor, then he drops dead. So the Gemara says the pasuk is talking, "Shloshosh nichnasu levaker es achela." If they went to visit the chela b'yom, b'yom hanchilas banov. If they went to visit him b'yom. So Rotsa, the three people, have the right to function as a bezin. They heard him make the tzavor. They can make a psak. The three sons are not there at the father's deathbed when the father dies. The three friends are there. The three friends are there. So they can write a psak, and let's say, and the son is only going to get 10%. He's going to tie. What do you mean? I want one third. With three sons, I want to get one third of the Yerusha. So they say, no, the father left the Tzavua 10%, 45%, 45%, and they write a psak, even though nobody authorized them to function as Dayan. The Gemara knows that from the pasuk, Bayom Velo Balaylo. Bayom Hanchila is Bona. What does it mean? Someone who dies at night, the Yerusha doesn't go to the Yerusha, that's unreasonable. No, it means this kind of a case. Shloshish Nichon Selevaka Sachela have the right to function as a Bezdin. Balkorcham of the children, even though the guy's going to lose all the money, he's only going to get 10% instead of 33%. He's not happy with this psak. So it doesn't matter. The pasuk says, "Bayom v'lo balayla," the three who went to visit have the right to function as a bezin, and that's only if nichnasu bayom. If nichnasu balayla, then they become edim. Ve'ein eid nasadai. Then they'll have to testify tomorrow. Ve'ein eid nasadai. So the Rashbam quotes from Rashi. Rashbam Babasa quotes from Rashi. Why does it say Shloshi Shenichnasu Levaker Es Achela? Because if he calls him up, the sick man in the hospital calls him up on the phone and he says, I'm going to make a tzavua. Please come to the hospital bed. I want you to be edim on the tzavua. So they come with the daya to testify. If Niskaven Lolohoid, then din is like Rebbe, then they have a shame aid. Eid Haroi with Kavan Lohoid has a shame aid. And the din sets in, ain't aid not dying. But if nichnasu levaker es achayla, they just came to visit the chayla, they weren't thinking about aidis. He didn't say, come, I'm going to make a tzavah, I want you to function as aidim. He says, they call him up, and they say, we'd like to visit you, to cheer you up. And they come, and he makes a tzavah, and he drops dead. So they weren't niskavna lohoid at all. They weren't niskavna lohoid either. So the halacha says, rotzo isim din, the three who visited have a right to function as a bezin. So the Rashbam, there in Bava Basu Kuf Yud Gimel, quotes this from Rashi. This is all Rashi the Shitasa, that Eid Haroyeb in his Kabin Lahoyed has a shame aid. And that Pasuk, B'yom Hanchilo Zbana, B'yom Lo Balaylo, What it means by Yom Vela Balayla can't mean that a man who dies at night, the Yerusha doesn't go to the children. What it means is that the Shloshe Shenichnasu don't have the right to function as a bezin. So you learn from this pasuk that Tchilas Yeshiva's bezin has to be by Yom, and you learn from the pasuk that Dina Vein Eid Nasa Dayin. So the Rashbam and Rashi hold that Ein Eid Nasa Dayin even sets in if it's an Eid Haroya Beniskav and Lahoy. That's their sheep. So the Tosfos disagree with everything. Tosfos doesn't agree with Karav Apostle. Tosfos says Karav Apostle only applies if it's an Eid Hameid. And they claim that's the Gemara Nahavamina in Makas Davot. The Gemara asks Elamayatev, say, really, there's really a din of Karav Apostle, Horig Yatzil, Elamayatev, Horig Yatzil. The Gemara first gave a teret. The Gemara said the final answer was B'mekai Medava Kosmadav. So what did that mean? Only Eid Hameid, not Eid Haroya. So Tosfos claims that answer, the Mekai Medava Kosmadav, is not only significant, not only relevant, but again to the din of Karav Apostle, it's relevant, but again to the other din. Also, they're rejecting the Rashbam and the Rashi. Relevant to the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. You don't have a shame made by Eid Haroya when it's Kavan Lo. You only have a shame made if he's an Eid Hameid. So Tosfos goes on to a whole dissertation. What is the Mokker in Chumash? What is the source of this din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? So they say one source is this pasuk that we just said, B'yom Hanchilas Bana, B'yom Balo Balailo. That tells you that Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin, Kriyas Yeshiva's Bezin must take place by Yom, can't take place by Laila. But who's talking about a Bezin? Who's talking about a Bezin? The answer is also the Pasuk is alluding to this din that the Shloshe Shenichnas Levaka Sochele Rotzo Osim Din, they have the right to function as a Bezin if they went Nichnasu by Yom, not by Laila. So the Pasuk is telling me three din. It's supposed to tell me Yeshiva's Bezna has to begin by Yom, and the three people who go to visit have the right to act as Rotzo Isim Din against the wishes of the three children. They don't want this Bezna. Whatever, they want the local Bezna. They don't want these three people to visit. Doesn't matter. Rotzo Isim Din Bal Korcham. And it teaches you also the halacha of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Only for Uhu Bayom. Nichnusul Levaka Sachele Bayom. Nichnusul Balayla. Then it's not that they can't function as a bezin. No kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla, and then we would apply the rule of ein eid nasa dayin. So he learned all the three dinim from the one word b'yom anchilas ba b'yom alo balayla teaches you all the three dinim. So that's one opinion in Tosfos that is the mokar of the din of ein eid nasa dayin. Then Tosfos quoted another mokar. There's a long Tosfos in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadik Amud Beis quotes all three makaris. Artes only quotes two. So the Artes quotes another marker. Tosfos presents it like this. The din is that you have to have Eidah Shati Yochel HaZima. Eidah Shati Yochel HaZima means two things. We had the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base. We discussed it already. Gemara Mem Aleph on the base says if the witnesses say, Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah, on Mem Omen Aleph. Mishnah says on that Mem Aleph, if the Eidim say any Adaya on Bedikas, so it doesn't pass the Eidus, even the Din of Foshas. But if the Eidim say any Adaya on Rishal Chakir, on the Zman HaMokim, then you can't accept the testimony. So Mori asked, Maishna, Michdi, Idri, Idri, Daraisa, the Din of Bedikas is learned out from the phrase in the Pasuk, Vihini, Amos, Nochen, Adova. Nochen means that it's Mechuvan, Hakol Mechuvan, that there's no Hakosha in Bedikas. So you see that the Bezna in the case of Din and Poshis is instructed that they should interrogate, they ask a lot of questions, even Bedikas, even things that are a little bit not so relevant to the case. In case they'll contradict each other, they throw out the whole Haggadah Seder. And you learn that from the Psukim in one place, it says three times, the Rashta V'Chakarta V'Shalta, another two places, it says two times. So the Halacha says you add it all up and you come up three, two, and two is seven. So you need the seven Drish V'Chakir, the seven questions. The Gemara says, "Michti idri idri deraisa hu." The seven chakiras about Zman HaMokim is based on psukim, and the institution of bedikas is based on a pasuk Nochan Adova Mechuvan. How come any day by bedikas is kosher and any day by Zman HaMokim is no good? So the Gemara answers, "No, any day by Zman HaMokim is no good because Eidah Shi'ati Yochel HaZima." So in that context, what does it mean Eidah Shi'ati Yochel HaZima? They're not going to say Zman HaMokim, so you can never catch them in a lie. That Iman HaYisim, you were in a different city, how can you testify? They didn't say when, they didn't say where. If they didn't say when it happened, they didn't say where it happened. So you can never catch them in a lie. You can never prove that they weren't there. So that's one kind of Eidoshi Ateyochel Azimah, that you can never catch them in a lie. There's another kind of Eidoshi Ateyochel Azimah, and Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that Tosis quoted that also, Eidi Naira Hamarosa, Shehuzmo Eina Rogim, on the third white line on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Meteor Shechonim Laim Eloisra Baila Bonum. You can catch them in a lie there, but you can't give them, if you'll be mazim them, they won't be subject to the penalty of kasha zamam, because they can always dray their way out. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. They can always taina. The Chumash says you give the punishment to the Edom zamim v'asisim loy, kasha zamam lasi lochiv. We figure out what did they have in mind. They were trying to kill the person, so we give them the death penalty. What if it's not so clear what they had in mind? They can tie it. We didn't have that in mind. We didn't want to kill her. They never gave Asroa that don't do this news because you're going to get the death penalty. She's an Isha Chavera. So according to one Tani, you can give the Einish Misa even without Asroa. So if that's the case, Isha Chavera, so they can tie it. We just had a mind. I saw Bailabon. We didn't have a mind to kill her. And if they didn't have a mind, the simple reading of the Gemara, maybe there's a different way to read the Gemara, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that you have to ascertain that it was kasha zama. He really, the Adam really had this in mind. You have to psychoanalyze him, sometimes not so complicated. You have to psychoanalyze him and figure out what was his motivation in the Haggadah Seder that he gave. Was he trying to kill a guy? Maybe he's trying to just lo esra baila bonum. So you see from the Gemara that there are two kinds of Eidus Shiyat Teochel Azim. One is Eidus, just to use, to distinguish between. One of them is Eidus Shiyat Teochel HaKishoy. You can't even be mazim them to say Mon HaYisim because they didn't tell you this Man HaMokim. Then there's another case, a Mem Aleph a Mem Aleph, Eidin Naira HaMarasa Shezinsa, Mitoch Shecholam Loim Eloi, so Abayla Bonu, so you can't give them the Oynish, Eidus Shiyat Teochel HaNisham. Two different kinds of Eidus Shiyat Teochel Azim. One is Yach Teochel HaKishoy. You can't be mazim them because they didn't say the Zman HaMokim. They said any day on the Zman HaMokim. The other one said, Yochel HaNishim. You can't punish them with the Kasha Zamam. So there's a din. You have to have Eidus. If you have Eidus, you have to Yochel HaZimah. It's no good. So the so Tosis has one opinion. If you're going to have one of the witnesses is going to turn around later and function as one of the Dayanim, so later on, what if witnesses will come to be mazim him? He's going to be sitting in the court, and he's going to be paskenek based on his agadah seidus that he himself gave eidus to the court. So he's going to be mekabel eidus on himself. So Tosis uses an expression, lo yirtza lekabel hazama al atzma. He won't want to be mekabel eidus. Other rishonim say better. What do you mean lo yirtza? He can't. He can't be done himself. He can't if he's an honest guy. He wants to be mekabel the hazam on himself, but he's a korb to himself. How can he be mekabel hazam on himself? So that's what the Tosis writes, that la'yirtza lekabel hazam al atzman. The Tosis HaChoshen quotes other Rishonim who say it a little better, not just la'yirtza, eina yochel lekabel hazam al atzman. So Tosis gives, that's another reason why ein eid na'asa dayan, because eidim always have to be eidah she'at yochel lehazimam. Bezn has no right to be mekabel eidus of eidim if it's Eidus Shiyat Teochel HaZimah Ba'osa Bezn. You can dingzach, you can say, you can always be mazim him in a different Bezn. Who says you have to be able to be mazim him in the same Bezn? He's an Eid Nasa Dayan, he's testified. Then he's going to turn around later to function as a Dayan on this case. So you say, how can he paskin based on his own testimony? He would never want to be mazim himself. Or he'll never be able to be mazim himself because he's the baldover himself. So who says that you only have a right to be mekabel eidus if it's yochel hazimam in this bezin, yochel hazimam in another bezin? We'll bring the eidim to a different bezin and we'll say mono yisim in a different place. It's questionable that that's what the other rishonim say. They're not so convinced that that's a valid explanation. That that's a valid source for this din. Eidus she'at yochel that. Ein eid na dayin is based on the assumption that you need eidus at yochel hazimam has to be yochel hazimam ba'osa bezin. That bezin that's judging on the case has to be able to be mazim the eidim that the psak is based on. Well, why do you need that bezin? You can get a different bezin. So where they get that idea from? Has to be yochel hazimam and that bezin. Where they get that from? So that's a Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes in the third perik. In the third parak, you have the Mishnayos that list off which Kroivim are possible. Kroivim possible. I'm sure I'm related to you. Everybody's related. Just look. You look far enough. You scratch a little bit below the surface. Everybody's a fifth cousin, something. They're always relatives. So there's a limit how far you go. So the Mishnayos discuss which Kroivim are possible. How far the psul Kroivim go. So in that sugya, the Gemara says the original. Where's the original pasuk that says that Kroivim are possible? The original pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, Lo yimso avas al banim b'banim, lo yimso al avas. So the pasuk pshat is, Lo yimso avas al banim, the parents shouldn't be punished because of the sins of the children. B'banim lo yimso al avas, the children should not be punished because of the sins of the parents. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. That's on Chav Zayin on the base, right after the Mishnah. Lo yimso avas al pi edus banim. That edus ha'avos and edus ha'banim is not accepted. And the Gemara says, what do you mean, avos? I only have one father. I don't have two fathers. And banim. So the Gemara says, no, it means you have two brothers, and each one has children, and the children are cousins. They're first cousins to each other. So the pasuk means everybody's postulators. Brothers are postulators, a father for a son, and an uncle for a nephew. And the cousins are also postulators. A father, an uncle, and a nephew, that's called Rishon B'Sheni. Because the two brothers are their first generation and their children, the first cousins, are the second generation. So a cousin with another cousin, that's called Sheni B'Sheni. And two brothers are called Rishon B'Rishon. And an uncle with a nephew is a Rishon B'Sheni. A nephew with an uncle is Sheni B'Rishon. Okay. So that's as far as it goes. And then the Gemara is going to discuss all the details. How many times they say Balki Yishtoi? Okay. Let's say you have two girls who are first cousins and they're both married. So you don't go so far. You say, it's Sheni B'Sheni. You're going to say Balki Yishtoi twice. That this cousin is married and she's married. So the two husbands together are postulators. So this husband can't testify about the other husband. The Gemara says, no, you only say Balki Yishtoi once, but Sheni B'Sheni. By Rishon B'Rishon, let's say you have two sisters who are both married. So they're brothers-in-law. That's a geese. Geese is a brother-in-law with a double Balki Yishtoi. In modern Hebrew, geese is their brother-in-law. However, but in the Mishnaic Hebrew, the word geese only means Rishon B'Rishon with two Balki Yishtoi. So the Mishnah says you do apply. On the level of Rishon B'Rishon, you have two sisters and they're both married, then you say Balki Yishtoi twice. And there are more paskins that's only Midirabbanan. Balki Yishtoi twice on the level of Rishon B'Rishon. He has a Mohammed like that. That's only Midirabbanan. And then let's say you have an aunt and a niece and they're both married. So the uncle by marriage and the nephew by marriage, that's a machlek, is the Balamor and the Ramban. That's two opinions, Shulchan Aruch. Where they say Balki Yishtoi twice on the level of Rishon B'Sheni. Okay. On Sheni B'Sheni, for sure, you don't say twice. If you have two girls who are cousins, you don't say Balki Yishtoi twice. You only say once. And on Rishon B'Rishon, for sure, you do say twice. But the Ramor passed in Shulchan Aruch that it's only with the Rabbanim. That's what he got from the Ramban. And Rishon B'Sheni, that's a machlek. So the Gemara spells out the original pasuk says al yimso avos al banim. It only speaks about kroivim apasal eidus by dinin nefashos. What about a case of dinin mominus? How do you know that even by dinin mominus also the din applies? So the Gemara says right smack in the middle of chav chesam and aleph, where it says vayikra chav dalet. It says ashkelchan bedinin nefashos dinin mominus min olam. How do you know? It says al yimso avos al banim goes in nefashos. And for the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk says, "Mishpatech yalachem, mishpat hashav alachem." We equate mamonis with nefashos. That's the opening Mishnah. Echadini mamonis. The first Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Echadini mamonis. Echad pedrishim v'chakir. Pedrishim v'chakir only says by nefashos. Doesn't say by mamonis. But Shenema, mishpatech yalachem. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk, "Mishpatech yalachem." So that's how you know that kroivim are also possible by dini mamonis. Yeah. How do you know that Kroivim are possible to serve as Dayonim? The Pasuk only says Kroivim are no good for Edom. Layim Sovis Albanim means Edom. How do you know for Dayonim? So the Gemara has a Pasuk. Then Yerushalmi continues. And how do you know that the Edom cannot be Kroivim to the Dayonim? Who says that they can't be Kroivim to the Dayonim? That's what the Yerushalmi said. Taisus in one place. Taisus there in Bava Kamma was unaware of that Yerushalmi. Taisus a lot of times unaware of Yerushalmi. Taisa said that you ever hear of such a thing? That Edom who are Kroivim to the Dayanim can't testify. Taisa said there's nothing wrong with him. But in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rif on the Avchav Ches, quotes the Yerushalmi, that Edom who are Kroivim to the Dayanim are not kosher lahoid because it has to be eder shati ochel hazima, and the bezdin cannot be mekabel hazame on their kraven. They should be able to be mekabel eders from the witnesses who are kraven to the dayanim, as long as the witnesses are not kraven to the bali dinim. The Reuben and Shimon have an esek of dinim amen, so Reuben killed Shimon, whatever. So they're the bali dinim, and then the eidim are not kraven to any of the bali dinim, but they kraven to the dayanim. So why should that pose a problem? So Yerushalmi says no, because the din is you have to have eder shati ochel hazimam. And a bezdin who is related to the kraven, to the eidim, cannot be give a psak on the eidim that the chayv kasha zamam, because if you're going to paskin on the eidim, then the bezdin not kraven to the eidim. So the akarv is pasal adun, just like akarv is pasal eidim, akarv is pasal adun also. So the Yerushalmi assumes like that. Eidim akraven the dayanim are not acceptable because aspe eidish at yochal azim ba osa bezdin. Also this. Taisis never heard of that. Taisis never heard of that Yerushalmi. So they said, what do you mean? A new din. Eidim akraivim to the dayanim is no good. As long as he can be mazim them in a different bezin, it wouldn't pose a problem. So that's the machlekes on the second source. Taisis then, Babakam again, is a din, ein eid nas a dayan. One who served as an eid cannot turn around later to serve as a dayan on the same case. So Taisis says that there were three sources for that din. So one source is this fantastic pshat from the Rashbam on the Gemara. Shloshish nichnasu levakras hachayla ratzu osim din. How do you know? Because it says b'yom hanchilas bala, b'yom v'lo balaylo. What do you mean b'yom v'lo balaylo? The guy dies at night, the Yerusha goes to the children anyway. Means no. It's alluding to the din that the shloshish nichnasu have the status of a bez bal korcham of the children, even if the guy is going to lose out. The guy's only going to get the 10% that's not happy with this psak of the bezin. Doesn't matter. We don't have to consult with him. They become dayanim balkar. Have the right, if they want to, they can become dayanim balkarcham of the children. And you learn off in that pasuk all the three dinim. Bayom al-chila bayom means yeshiva's bezin has to be bayom. And the shloshish nichnasu have the right to function as a bezin. Otherwise, what's the pasuk talking about a bezin for? Bayom. Bayom means he can't have a tchilas yeshiva. He's talking about a bezin. No, the man is about to die, and three people came to visit him, and then also, why don't you say loyte shmi gedolim miria? The answer is no, because it has to be dafke bayom. If ru bayom, then you say loyte shmi gedolim miria. So then they can function rotzo osim din. If ru balayla, then you say ein ed nasat din. So you learn out from that word bayom all the three dinim. That was one opinion, that pasuk is the marker of the din of Ein Eid Nasdain. The other marker is the institution of Eidu Shiat Yochel Azima. You have to be Yochel Azima, but also Bezin. The Bezin who is Mekabel Eidus has no right to be Mekabel if they wouldn't be able to be Mekabel Hazoma on the Eidu. Then Taisus and Baba Kama questions it. Who says? Elam. Taisus raises the issue there. What do you mean? Eidim HaKroivim LeDayanim is no good because the Dayanim can't be Mekabel Hazoma on their Kroivim. I never heard of such a thing. That's what this opinion says, yeah, because that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes that Yerushalmi. Then Tosis there in Bava Kama, Tzadikam and Beis, quotes a third opinion based on a different pasuk, based on a totally different pasuk. The pasuk says, Yom d'shnei ha'anashem ha'shelohem hariv lefnei Hashem. So the simple translation is, Yom d'shnei ha'anashem ha'shelohem hariv, the Tavei and the Nitva should be in a standing position. Lefnei Hashem, I mean the presence of God, what God's going to judge the case. So the Gemara says, Lefnei Hashem means Elu Hadayonim. So what does it say Lefnei Hashem? Because Elohim needs Abad Daskel. We assume that if it's an honest to goodness bezin, so the Shechina will be present to help them that they shouldn't make a mistake himself. So Lefnei Hashem means Elu Hadayonim. And Yom Deshnei Hanoshim, Ashelohem Hariv. Ashelohem Hariv means the Balidinim. But who says that they're only two baladinim? There are always two baladinim. Reuben against Shimon. Sometimes you have five shutvim. Sometimes you have five shutvim. I mentioned when we started. I mentioned it was years ago. There was a din Torah here, and there was a chazan in one of the shuls, and the balabatim wanted to fire the chazan because they thought that he traveled on Shabbos because they had his photograph getting off of a plane in Europe on Friday night. So they went for a din Torah. So 100 balabatim came against the one chazan. So the 101 baladinim. It's not always shnei hanoshim. Sometimes one side, there's 100 people. 100 people come from one side to the other side. Why does it say v'shnei ha'anoshim? So the Gemara says, v'am d'shnei ha'anoshim elo ha'edim. Asher lahem hariv elo hadayanim. Elo balidinim. L'fnei Hashem elo hadayanim. So we learn out from that pasuk that the edim have to be ba'amida, when the edim testify in front of Bezin. Edim have to be ba'amida, and the balidinim have to be ba'amida when they present their case, when they present their tainus, and the Bezin has to be v'yeshiva. And also Ashlahem Ariv also. The Adim have to be Bamida and the Baladinim have to be Bamida. The Fnei Hashem Elo Hadayanim, that they have to be Yeshiva. Out of Kabbat Abezin. So the Tosis has the one opinion. Since the Pasuk says, Yon Dushnei Hanoshim, Lefnei Hashem, so you have to have different people filling different slots. You can't have the same two people functioning as Adim, and then they're going to turn around to serve as Dayan. The Pasuk sounds like Shnei Hadashim Adi Yedim, Shelo Hamreiv Adi Balidinim, and Lefnei Hashem Adi Dayanim. Have to be three different groups of people. You can't have Ein Egnas and Dayan because they have to be different people. That's the third marker that Tosis gives for this din. Because the Gemara has a din, Ein Egnas and Dayan. The Gemara never says what the marker is. The Rashbam says the marker is that Pasuk, Bayom Hanchinos Bana, Bayom Balo Balailo. The Balaila we would say Ein Egnas and Dayan, Bayom Yisei Lo Etishmi Gdoyle Miriyah. And the other opinion in Tosis says that it's lo yirtzu lekabel hazama al atzma. Either lo yirtzu, or eni yichalim lekabel hazama al atzma. So it's eidu sheyat yochel azima. Then the third marker is that pasuk yom l'shaloshim lefnei Hashem. There's a gemara in the beginning of Gittin. The din is when you give the get to the isha, so you have to have eidim watching. We know the gemara has in kiddushim when you give a ring kesa kiddushim to the kali, need eidus lekim adam. So Tosis assumes a dover pasha. That's what we assume la halacha, that the din of edus l'kim adover not only applies to kiddushin, it applies to gittin as well. You have to have two kosher edim. So let's say the baal appoints a shliach to deliver the get to the isha. So the shliach, he's not the husband, he's not the wife, he's a stranger. So can the shliach nasa aid? Can the shliach serve as one of the two edim? Or you say no. Since shluchu shlodim kemoisa, so we treat him as if he's the husband. So just like the husband himself is not kosher leidus, he's the baldover, so the shliach also cannot. So that's a machlokes b'sham and b'sil. But the shliach naseid, rein shliach naseid. We pass him like b'sil. The shliach naseid. The shliach is not a baldover. Shulchan shalom kemoisa, he functions on behalf of the baldover, but he himself doesn't have the status of a baldover, so he's kosher leidus. So the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin has a discussion. Should I say that just like Shliach Nasa Eid, we pass like Basil, so too, Eid Nasa Dayan? Or should I say, no, Shliach Nasa Eid, but Eid Nasa Dayan? Where the Gemara mixed together two different things. Shliach Nasa Eid is a machlokes b'sham and Basil. That's quoted at the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. And the Gemara talks about Shlucha Shalom Kemaisa, the whole sugi of Shlichas. The Gemara quotes machlokes b'sham and Basil. B'sham I hold, ain't Shliach Nasa Eid, because the Shliach is a baldover. Shlucha Shalom Kemaisa. We pass him like Basila, he's not a Baldur. The Shliach Nasa Eid. And then Eid Nasa Dayan is a different issue. So what does the Gemara say? Should I say just like Shliach Nasa Eid, so to Eid Nasa Dayan? Or no, Shliach Nasa Eid, but Eid Nasa Dayan. What then mix in the Shliach Nasa Eid with Eid Nasa Dayan? This is B'sham and B'sil. This is a different topic. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara sounds like the third pshat, the third marker that we said for Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Why did Basila hold, what's machlokes to Basila and Bishamay, where the Shliach Nasa Eid? So Bishamay hold, Shlucha Shlodim Kemoisai, so the Eidim have to be somebody other than the Baldover. Can't have the Baldover himself serve as an Eid. So we paskin like Basila, that's not a problem. The husband who's giving the get, he's the Baldover, but the Shliach who's delivering the get, he's just the delivery man. He's doing the nesin, it's like, yeah, but he's not the baldover. Baldover is the husband, not the shliach. So that's al pi pashtus, what the Gemara is saying. Shliach, just like shliach nasa eid, then it doesn't bother me. And you don't say he's a baldover. You don't say he's the baldover because he's giving the get. So how can he turn around and serve as an eid? So too, eid nasa dayan, it doesn't pose a problem. You brought up a pasuk, the third pshat in Taisa, he brought up a pasuk that says V'yom D'shnei Hanashem Asher Lahem Ariv Lefnei Hashem. That sounds like D'shnei Hanashem have to be somebody separate from the Dayan, the Mashmas of the Pasuk. So just like Basila say, There's no hechrich. Just like Shliach Nasa Eid. So Nishkan Tain, how can he serve both as this and that at the same time? Shliach Nasa Eid. So to Eid Nasa Dain, what's so bad? If the Eid turns around to serve as a Dain, why should that pose a problem? It sounds more, because according to the one pshat, it's like Zeres HaKazah B'yom, has nothing to do with roles, switching of roles. Everyone has to have his own role in the case. According to the other opinion in Tesis, it's based on Edushat Yochel Azima. But according to the third pshat in Tesis, you can't have a person serve in two different roles that seem to be contradictory. Yonam Shnei HaNoshim, Lefnei Hashem. So the Shnei HaNoshim are the Yed, Lefnei Hashem are the Dayan. We have to have different people. So that's similar to the Shaila of Shliach Naseid, Ein Shliach Naseid. So from the fact that the Gemara has the expression, should I say just like Shliach Naseid, so to Eid Nasedayan? Oh no, Shliach Naseid, but Ein Eid Nasedayan. So it sounds like there's some kind of a connection between the two. Sounds more like the third Pshat in Tosfos. That fits into the Lashon HaGemara, but yes.
It's not a leave of the Rebbe who says when you have kavanah to give aid, it's not stam aid or ole.
Right. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi.
Like Rabbi Yossi, and there's no proof against Rabbi Yossi, right?
We don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi, right? That's what Tosfos says. If Rashi and the Rashbam are right that by aid haroya there's a din of shame aid, and it's a machleik, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi says he has a shame aid, even if he's loynis kaben lohoid. So then you can never have loyte shmir gdolim eriyah. So the whole din of shlosh shnichnas olavaka sachela. Akam rotze osim din, because loyte shmir gdolim eriyah. They heard the man make the tzava himself. And the Torah says they have the right to act as the dayan. How can they act as dayanim? Because loyte shmir gdolim eriyah. But once they ain't aid nasa dayan. So you see that you can't say, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't even need Niskaben Lahoid. So Eid HaRoya can't serve as a Dayan. So that's Tosis Taina against the whole Rashbam. It'll come out there. Rabbi Yossi will never have a case of Leiteshmir Gdoli Miriam. Every case we say, when do we say Leiteshmir Gdoli Miriam? When do we say Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? It depends. Ru'u Bayom, Ru'u Balayla. If Ru'u Bayom is Betoras Bezen, Riyas Bezen is good. Ru'u Balayla, Betoras Eidim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, even Ra'u Ba'om, even Loin is Kavan Lahoid, also has a shame aid. So you should always slap on the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. So you can never have a din of Loit Eshmir Gdoyle Miria, not by Kiddush HaChodesh, and not by the Tzavoya, and not by the din of the Foshas. The Gemara has in the various cases.
Doesn't the Mishnah in Makos only say that Rabbi Yossi is only relevant for Kinyan Foshas?
Yeah, Rabbi Yossi himself holds that the din of Karva Pasul only applies to the din of Foshas, right? They're working with a different din. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Karva Pasul only applies to the din of Foshas, but when it does apply, so our Gemara says he wouldn't even require Niskaben Lohoid. Even though Niskaben Lohoid has a shame aid. So now the Rashi and the Rashbam carry this over. What do you see from Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi? They both say the same. There's a shame aid, even just an aid haroya, even if it's not aid amaid. They just argue, Rabbi Yossi argued, do you need Niskaben Lohoid Bishas Riyas HaMais or not? So Rabbi Yossi says, Eid HaRoya, Afilu Lo Niskaben Lohoid, has a Shem Eid, B'negeh to the Psul of Korav Apos. The old Psul only applies in Nefashas, according to him. But then there's another din, of Ein Eid Nasa Dain. So whoever, according to Rashi and Rashbam, whoever has a Shem Eid, is a Psul, a Paslos, to serve as a Dain. So even Eid HaRoya. So according to Rabbi, it'll only be a problem, Halach HaMais will only be a problem if Niskaben Lohoid. If lo niskaven lohoid won't pose a problem, and that's how we paskin, and that's what the Rashbam, the Rashi made a diuk. Shloshish nichnasu levaker esachela. Why only the levaker? Because if nichnasu lohoid, if he calls him up,
it's only an eid haroid.
Right. The Tosfos rejects the whole thing, but the Rashi and the Rashbam learn the diuk in the Gemara. Only shloshish nichnasu levaker esachela. Then it's rotzo osim din. But if nichnasu lohoid, the guy calls him up on the phone and says, come to my deathbed, I'm about to die, I want to make a tzavah, you want to be the Edom. So if they come, I'll die to serve as Edom. Then the Rashbam quotes Rashi, they can't turn around to serve as Dayan. Because he say, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Even though it's lo heid, it was just Eid HaRoyesh and Niskaben Lohoid. That's enough to give him a shame aid. So Tosfos says it can't be. Then it'll come out there. Rabbi Yossi holds, even lo Niskaben Lohoid, always has a shame aid, so you can never have the din of Leite Shmir Gdoile Meriah. It'll only be a psul of Hein Eid Nasa Dayan. Even Ra'u Bayam Leite Niskaben Lohoid. It'll always be a psil hazer shemei dain ei das adayim. Rabbi Yossi says that the din of karva pasul, the way Rashi learns, karva pasul doesn't really make sense. So in din and fashas, he bend over backwards, but he tzila hoedim. Din imamim is you don't darshan such a thing. So you leave it, alpi pashtus, there's no din of karva pasul. So Rabbi Yossi distinguishes within the din of karva pasul between mamanus and the fashas. But as far as the din of ein ei das adayim, that's learned that from a pasuk of mamanus, b'yaman chilas bana, b'yam v'lo b'laylo. So that would apply equally to mamanus and the fashas. So you never have a case of lo teshmiyag doyle miriyah. Rabbi Yossi just did away with the whole din.
Is Rabbi saying that the halamid of the Gemara in Gittin, especially after I say eight, is that the pasuk b'amanus shneha anashim is not just teaching specifically about edim and dayanim, but that no one person can ever fill two roles?
It's a similar issue. The issue of the Silla and the Shammai, where the Shliach Nase Eid, the issue of Ein Eid Nase Dayan, are similar. Can one person serve in two different roles, described by the Chumash as being held by different people? The Amun Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. But the Chumash describes them as different people doing their Eidim and their Dayanim. So do you darshan the Pasuk like that? So the Gemara says, well, just like we say, there's no problem. Shliach nasa eid, then you don't have it. B'shama say you can't. How can you serve in two different roles? He's a shliach representing the noisen aget. So he's a baldavos. How can he serve as the eid? It may have to be strangers, outsiders. You can't have the inside person, the balamaisa, can't have him serve as an aid. So Gemara said, but we don't pass like B'shama, we pass like B'shilu. Shliach nasa eid. So maybe hu adenami, eid nasa daim. So from the Loshon HaGemara, that is if they're connecting the two together, it sounds like the third day in Taisus, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayin is based on that pasuk that you can't have one person serving two different roles.
But did that third answer in Taisus necessarily need to mean that one person can't serve in two roles, or specifically when it comes to Eidim and Dayanim, there's a certain surah of Din that you need Eidim standing in front of the Dayanim, but it wouldn't extend to other things that one person can't fill two roles. It wouldn't, but Shliach and Eid, the same rule wouldn't apply.
You're okay, but the way the Gemara starts off is if there is some similarity to the issues. What has one got to do with the other? According to the one pshat in Taisus, because Eidish Yati Ochel Azim has nothing to do with Shliach Nasei. According to the other one, Tzakzeres Kasuba Yom V'Lobalayla has nothing to do. But according to the third Mokar in Taisus, that is based on the Yom Neshnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem, about one person serving two different roles that are supposed to be different, so you can understand why they linked it up initially to the issue of the Bisham and Bisil, that Shliach Nasei. Yeah, how do we paskin? We paskin by Dinim de Rabbana, we paskin Eid Nasadai. By Dinim de Raisa, Ein Eid Nasadai. What's a Din de Rabbana? We say Eid Nasadai. So by the Gemara said, by Kiyam Ashtar. And Atar, if I have a Shtar that says you owe me $1,000, so you have to pay the money. You scream, you don't know who I am, you never borrowed a penny from me. It must be a forgery. Menator, it doesn't matter. Menator, I don't have to make a kiyum. We say, Ein machzim al ashtar, nasi kivishinech, great dusim ebezin, you got to pay the money. And with the Rabbanon, they said that you need kiyum ashtar. So since the whole need for kiyum was on with the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says that Ein Eid Nasadayim wouldn't apply. So the Gemara says, therefore, in Ksubis, in the second paragraph, Gemara says, therefore, let's say, Dayonim hamakir machasim is yidei. Two of the, you have a bezin of three, and they're sitting in a court in a bezin office for whoever comes. So one guy comes, he wants to make a kiyum ashtar. So the two dayanim from the three say, oh, we recognize his handwriting. We'll serve as the edim on the kiyum ashtar. So the Gemara says, since kiyum ashtar is only with the Rabbanan, they can serve as the edim and eid nasadayim. They can serve as the edim to testify that it's the right signature. They can give Haggadah Seidus, we recognize the signature. That's how the guy who signs his name. And then they can serve as the bezin who write the kiyum ashtar. That you say, b'dirabbanan eid nasadayim, with respect to all the dinim deraisa. It's learned that from some pasuk or another. Those are the 3 days in Taisus, which is the pasuk. How do you know? Ein eid nasadayim. With respect to dinim deraisa, the Gemara says eid nasadayim.
Why are we forced to say that Rabbi Yossi has the same standards of eidus by everything? Meaning here he's already applying the yitzilu ha'eidah. So why can't we say that he applies the yitzilu ha'eidah also just lower the standards of
Eidah,
that's applied
as being
far off?
He says, Rabbi Yossi says, so Rashi learns like that. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah in Makkos, the Gemara quotes it here, that Din of Karva Pasul only applies to Din of Karva, does apply to Din of Mamre. So Rashi learns, because Vehitzilu Eidah means you bend over backwards and darshan ipsukim. So it really is not mistaber to say Karva Pasul. Really not mistaber to say Mashlayim nimsech mekarba posel av shloisha. But indeed in the parshas you darshan the psukim lahakal. Indeed in the moment is you only darshan if it makes sense. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos Makkos has a different shot. That if you would have, what's the whole drasha? Mashnayim makish shloisha lishnayim. If you would have had two witnesses and it turned out that one of them is a karba posel, so the one witness would be worthless. So even if you started off with three witnesses and one of them turns out to be karba posel, you're left with two witnesses, it's also worthless. So Tosfos learns pshat and Rabbi Yosi, b'medva mamur medin in the fashas. Erechon in the fashas is worthless. But erechon in mamas is not worthless. Erechon is good to be mechay b'shvua. So you can't start off, the whole drasha doesn't get off the ground. Mashnayim, nimtzach mamur karba posel. The one aid who's left is worthless. Who says he's worthless? It'll be mechay b'shvua. So if you have shloisha in dinim amenis and one of them is no good, so he'll be left with shnayim. So shnayim will win the day. He'll win the whole entire. Tosfos said that's the reason for Rabbi Yosi. But Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi learns that the whole drasha of Korav Apostle, Rabbi Yosi thought it wasn't mistaber at all. Asvar in the sentence that you shouldn't be makish shloisha l'shnayim. But that's the pasuk v'hitzilei. They bend over backwards and did in the fashas and darshan psukim lahakel, even if it's not so mistaber. He said that's the Gemara in Samach Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara quoted there v'hitzilei eda as far as darshaning psukim. You establish halachas indeed in the fashas. Sometimes you darshan establish a din lahakel. You bend over backwards lahakel.
Of course, Rashi could he answer that here? He say that Rabbi Yosi has different standards. That for eid nas and dayan, he would hold that the standards for eidus are higher. But here, he would lower the standards of eidus so that more people could be eidim, so that they could save. So if there are three eidim, they could save more people.
Again, Rabbi Yosi says that the din of Korv Apostle only applies to din in the first, doesn't apply to din mam. So you want to say that what? That the din of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan should only apply to nefashas?
That according to Tosfos asks that, right, that he can't hold of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan because that requires a different standard of Eidus, basically.
Rabbi Yosi can't hold from?
From Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Because he holds that an
Eid Haroah
is an
Eid. Eid Haroah is an Eid, even with Kabin Lahoid.
Right.
So you can never have like Teshmei Gedar
Lemeriah. So could Rashi answer that I hold that he only holds an Eid Haroah can become an Eid when he's not with Kabin Lahoid, that's only by Din and Nefash.
Why should that be so?
Because he's using the Eid, that he wants more people to be Eidim for this purpose.
But when you get to the din of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, you can get another bezin.
For Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, he would say that he would have different standards for eidus. He would say, for Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, you need kavana. Like, but for v'hitzilo eida, we'll say that he doesn't need kavana.
Could be. I don't know. Could be. But the Pashto said in the Rashbam there in Bava Basa Kufya Gimel, he's quoting Rashi, and he says that just like Rashi said, when you get to Korva Pasul, the Eid Haroah, if Niskabin Lahoid, because we pass like Rebbe, Eid Haroah, Niskabin Lahoid, is Korva Pasul, has a Shemaid, so Eid Haroah, Niskabin Lahoid, has a Shemaid, and we would apply the din of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. So the implication is that's because we pass like Rebbe, but if he would have passed like Rebbe Yosi, he would have said Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, even Eid Haroah. Well, Ein Niskabin Lahoid. That's a simple reading of the Rashbam. There is room to distinguish in Svara, but the Rashbam doesn't seem to distinguish. That's what Tosfos is disagreeing with the Rashbam. First half of the Tosfos, they think the Rashi and the Rashbam are wrong with respect to Korav Apostle. Then the second half, they say, even if he were right, then he get the Korav Apostle, but it doesn't make sense to Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. But the Rashbam does say it there. The Rashbam says it. Rashbam claims the original pasuk for Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan is by Mominus, B'yom Anchilas Bana, B'yom Bala Balailo. That one word B'yom teaches you all the three dinim, that Kviya Sushiva's Bezin has to be B'yom, that the Shlosha Shenichnesu have a right to act as Dayanim, even though nobody authorized them, even though the Yorshim, the Chayla dies, the one who made the Tzavah, he's dead already. Doesn't matter that he wanted them to be Dayanim, but he's not involved in a Din Torah, he's not here. You can't take it with you. He's not one of the parties to the Din Torah. The children are fighting now, so the one son wants one third. He doesn't want 10%. And the Bezin Paskin is against him. So that's all based on this pasuk. Kviyas yeshivas bezdin has to be bayom, and the shloshish nichnas have a right to act as if they're a bezdin, and it's only bayom and not balayla because ain eid nasa dain. If ru balayla is b'toris eidus, ru bayom is b'toris riyas bezdin. Everything is learned out from that pasuk. Yeah. And the Rashbam quotes from Rashi, everything is the same as Rebbe by Karva pasuk. Yeah. How did Tosfos come up with this chiddush that you only have a shame aid if they testified in court ben again to Karva Pasul? How do they know that it's all? So they claim that was the final answer in the Gemara. The Gemara Makkos first says, if this truly a din of Karva Pasul, Elamiyato, Harug Yatzil, Elamiyato, Harig Yatzil. The Gemara gave an answer on Harig Yatzil. Then the Gemara didn't answer on Horeg Yatzel. So the Gemara says, "B'mekayim medaber kosam medaber." So on that answer, so there's a machlokes harishanim what the answer means. We discussed already. So Rashi and the Ravid learn, "B'mekayim medaber kosam medaber," as opposed to the baldover. So the Horeg is the baldover. So you don't say korva pasul by dover, just like the Nesiv is quoted from the Tumim that there are six people where you don't apply the din of Karba Pusl, they don't have a shame aid at all. So Rashi and the Ravid learned that the Baldover himself, the Baldover, doesn't have a shame aid. Shame aid is only outsiders, Menkai Baldover, outside the strangers. But the Baldover himself doesn't have a shame aid. That's a famous Ravid sheet on called Pagina Dibura. We're going to have to get to that on Amud Beis. Taisus doesn't agree with the Ravid. That's how the Ravid reads the Gemara. We're going to have to spend time on that. The Rabbi learns like Rashi that there's no shame made on a baldover. So that was the Gemara's answer. Why don't you apply Korva Pasul Horeg Yatzil? Because B'mekai Madava Kosmadam. But Tosfos didn't like that. Tosfos did not learn that there's something different about baldover. Baldover doesn't have a shame made at all. Tosfos learns the answer was B'mekai Madava Kosmadaber, that the din of Korva Pasul only applies if he's an Eid Hamed. If he's an Eid Araya, the whole din of Korva Pasul doesn't apply. So once they said like that, so they assume who had the name, and get to the other din of Ein Eid Nasad Dain. Only applies if he's an Eid Hamed, Eid Araya, it doesn't apply. So the whole mocker of Tesis that you need Dafke, you only apply Korva Pasul if he's an Eid Hamed, is from that Gemara's answer there in Magdum. Mekai Medavar Kosim Medavar. So the Eid Haraya is not accomplishing anything. So that's what the Ritva in Makkos and in Kiddushin quotes from his Rabbeim. Ritva learned by the Ra'o. So the Ra'o was a very original thinker. The Ra'o, the Rabbeinu Pinchas, Achi Rabbeinu. The Ra'o's brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas, very original. So whenever the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Pinchas, Achi Rabbeinu, he quotes the Ra'o, always something very original. The Ra'o had very different opinions. The Ra'o had one set of dishes. He said, the Gemara says, if you have a treifa pot that 24 hours passed by since he cooked treifas in it, so manatari, you don't have to kasher it because the bli in the pot is nice and tam lugam. So that, if that's the din there, I said, why did they change it in the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, the last stop in our way to Zohar. The Gemara says, Zereina ben yom, ota ben yom. If you'll allow people, so the guy's going to put a label on the pot that I cooked treifas. I have a Goyish guest in the house. I cook treifas for the Goyish guests at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'll be able to cook kosher food in this pot. Just put a label on every pot when it was used last for treifas. Let's say chametz dikekelim. So just put a label when it was used for chametz. Wait 24 hours and then you use it for Pesach. So the Gemara says, we're afraid the labels may get mixed up and you'll forget. So the made gzeir, ain't a ben yom, ata ben yom. So the Rabbo held that gzeir, the Rabbonim, is only instituted on a treifas pot. But if it's a terabala, fleshig, a milchik, they never made a gzera derabon. So there's no need to have two sets of dishes. You can have one set of dishes, just put a label on when it was used for fleshigs, when it was used for milchik. So the Ritva, the end of Avodah Zarah, quotes this from his Rebbe, from the Ravo. And then he says, the Talmidim said, of course, they agree the Rebbe is right. They didn't agree. They said, of course, so he told the Rebbe that he's right. But he said, everybody says you're an apikairus, you're a shegit. So what do you have to fight with the whole world for? Maybe spend a little money and buy another set of dishes. And the Rebbe insisted, no, right is right, and he doesn't care what everybody says. He's not going to give in. He's not going to have two sets of dishes. He was a very independent thinker. He had very different opinions about everything. So here also, there are 12 quotes in the Ra'ah from his Rebbe, this Chiddush. That what? Even if you hold like Tosfos, that you only apply Korav Apostle by Eid HaMeid, because Eid HaRoyah is not Mikai Medover. You only Makish Losh Adishnaim, Al Pishneid, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yachim Medover, Mikai Medover, Kosam Medaber, Makish Losh Adishnaim, Nitzach Mekar Apostle. That's only by Eid HaMeid, because they accomplished something. So when the Eid HaMeid is accomplishing, Eid HaRoyah is not accomplishing anything. So the Ra'or, quoted by the Ritva, says, when do you say Eid HaMeid doesn't accomplish anything? That's if he's watching a Havoy, he's watching a Hezek, he's watching a murder, he's watching a Chil Shabbos. What if he watches a Chasinim? So that's what we call, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik coined an expression, Eid is Lekim Adover. You have to have Eidim watching in order that the Kedushin should be Chal. You have to have Eidim watching that the Get should be Chal. They don't have to come to Bezdin to testify. If they're just Eid HaRoyah, by watching, they accomplish that the Get is Chal and the Kedushin is Chal. So even Tosfos, who argues that you don't apply Korav Apostle, the Eid HaRoyah, only to Eid HaMeid, but by Gitmei Kedushin, even Tosfos should agree that you should apply Korav Apostle to the Eid HaRoyah, because it is Mekai Medaber, Kosam Medaber. An Ein Fall. So that's what the Lechatchila, we're machmer for that. What do you mean we're machmer for that? We paskin that the only even if you all like Rashi and the Rashbam, the Eid Apostle only has a shame made if he's an Eid HaRosh and his Kavan Lahoid. If the Eid HaRosh is learning his Kavan Lahoid, then even Rashi and the Rashbam don't say Korav Apostle. So what's the issue? So I mean, if you have a wedding and you have kosher Eidim watching and you have a Apostle Eid watching also, you always have relatives standing under the chuppah. They're always relatives. There's always someone who's a ganef. Sometimes the rabbi is the ganef. So the people are dishonest in business. So the posulatus, a ganef is posulatus.
The rabbanon, right?
Huh?
The psalms of rabbanon, sachik b'kuvias, these are psalms of rabbanon, right?
Sachik b'kuvias, posulatus of the rabbanon, but if a guy's mamash a ganef, then he's posulatus, but not Torah. Yeah, sachik b'kuvias, only posulatus of the rabbanon. Right. But yeah, a real ganef is Al Tosh Ziyot Chamrash Elias Eid Chamas. And Eid Chamas means an Eid who's a Gazlan. It's possible Eid is Min HaTorah. So if you would have two kosher Eidim watching the Kiddushin, and you have a third Eid who would be a Korav, a relative, or a Apostle, a Ganef, and he would be Niskabin Lahoid, so then according to the Rashbam, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, you would say Korav Apostle. You would say Korav Apostle. So the Ritva quotes from his Rebbe that even if you don't accept Rashi and the Rashbam, because Tosfos argument Mekai Medaber Kosam Medaber, and by Eid HaRoyah they're not Mekayim anything, they're not accomplishing anything, but by Eid Es Lekiyam Adover, by Gittin Mekidushin, they do accomplish just by watching. So there, even Tosfos ought to have agreed. Tosfos says it. Echad Sina Dein Raglena. Tosfos says, when you give a get, the Balei HaTosfos had the problem. When they gave a get, the whole family would be there. We don't do that by wedding. Everybody's there. So Tosfos and Makkah says, by wedding, they're always crying from a psulim, watching under the chuppah. Yeah, but what would be, that wouldn't be a problem, still not a problem. Well, kasha only is, if one of the kroivim or the rishoyim had in mind, niskaben lohoyed. If niskaben lohoyed, then according to the Rashbam, you're going to say Korav Apostle. So Tosfos knocks the whole thing off. Tosfos machdavek the whole thing. You only have a shem made if heyid, the skaven lohoid, eid haroyah not. And the Ritva quotes his Rebbe that even if you hold like Tosfos in general, but by eidus lekiyam adover, by gittin kedushin, there Tosfos should agree that it is mekayim adover. That's called eidus lekiyam adover. That you should say even eid haroyah if the skaven lohoid should passel. You should declare korav apostle. Yeah, but Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Tosfos doesn't agree. Tosfos says by Gittin Kedushin, it's not a problem because it's only Eid HaRoyah. But it's Mekai Medaber Kosam Medaber. So the Pashta says that Tosfos is disagreeing with the Rashi and the Rashbam, not only because you don't have a shame Eid if you only Eid HaRoyah, when it's Kavan Lahoyed. There's no shame Eid. Eid HaRoyah, when it's Kavan Lahoyed, doesn't have a shame Eid. It's not only that it doesn't have a shame Eid. Tosfos seems to be holding that the din of Korav Apostle is a psula and hagada. There's a famous Gemara in Bava Kamma in Perek Merubah. So the Gemara has a din. Eidus abatl mitzvos abatl kula. Person gave a whole story. He gave a whole testimony, and part of what he said cannot be accepted for some reason or another. So he cannot even accept the rest of what he said. That's a din. Eidus abatl mitzvos abatl kula. That's what all the Rishonim are going to work hard to understand. Doesn't that din contradict the din of Pagina Dibura? We didn't get to the Gemara yet on Testament base. Gemara has a case, a person gives a whole testimony, part of it cannot be accepted, but part of it can be accepted. So we say, Pagina Dibura, we split what he said. Half that can be accepted, we accept. Half that cannot be accepted, we do not accept. So isn't this an outright contradiction to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Perek Merubah, that there's a din, Eidus abatl mitzvos abatl kula. The Lord Pagina Dibura. So Taisus, Rishonim asked that question. So we'll have to learn that Gemara. That's the next Gemara we'll have to learn. The Raivit has one answer, and everybody else gives a different answer. Two major Mahalchem had to answer that din. But that is a din in the Gemara. Eidus abatl mitzvos abatl kula. So the Rosh on that Gemara asks, where did they get this din? The Rosh quotes the Raivit. Where did they get this din of Eidus abatl mitzvos abatl kula? The guy gave a whole testimony. And then part of it cannot be accepted. So even the part that could be accepted, you can't accept either. Either you accept all, you accept nothing. So the Ravid says that this was learned out from the Pasuk of Korav Apostle. Visualize the case. Let's say you have the court stenographer taking notes. The witnesses are testifying. Court stenographer writes. So one aide testified. He's writing, she's writing, whoever, he or she. They're writing stenography. Then the next aide testifies, keeps on writing. Then the next aide testifies, keeps on writing. Then it turns out one of them is a Korav Apostle. So you have to rip out from the notebook, from the pen, you have to rip out what the third one said. That's either all or nothing. Yeah, since you have to throw out the Korav Apostle's aide, so you throw everything out. So that's the mocker for the din of Eidus abatl mitzvos abatl kula. It's a din of Haggadah Seidus. It's a din. If you have a big Haggadah Seidus, and part of it cannot be accepted. See, even the rest of it can also not be accepted. But it's not really so much a din. When does he get the shame aid? Does he get the shame aid? Aid haroya, does he get the... That's how Tesis presented. The Rashi and the Rashbam are consistent, both with respect to the din of Korav Apostle and with respect to the din of Ein Aid Nasadayan. Rashi and the Rashbam hold aid haroya, but it's Kavan Lahoyd has a shame aid. Therefore, you'll apply Korav Apostle, and therefore you'll apply the din of Ein Aid Nasadayan. And Tesis disagrees on both. The Pashtus says we're disagreeing by Korav Apostle for a totally different reason. Why? The whole din of Korav Apostle is not a din, it's a din in Haggadah. It's a din if a person gave a big Haggadah, or if three Adam gave a whole Haggadah, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, all three gave Haggadah, and then you have to throw out part of it. You throw out parts, you have to throw everything out. But if he's only ate Haraya, so no one gave a Haggadah. So the whole din of Korav Apostle is only a din in Haggadah. So the argument of the Ra'or, the Ritva quoted the Ra'or, that even if in general you agree with Tosfos, the Eid Haroya doesn't have a shame aid, even this Kavan Lahoid, because you need Mekai Medavar, but by Eidus L'Kim Adavar, they are Mekai Medavar just by way. Fine, it's Mekai Medavar, but there's no Haggadah. The whole din of Korah Apostle, Alpi Pashtas, is only a din in Haggadah. If there's no Haggadah, the whole din doesn't apply. That's what Tosfos Tain is also, the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin. Whatever the reason is, it's either it's not a din that whoever has a shame aid is puzzled to serve as a din. There is no such din. Then the Rashbam and the Rashi are going to say, if you are aid haroyev and it's kavan lahoyev, you have a shame aid. No, that's what Tosfos is arguing. The whole thing is out of place. It's a din of aid she have to ochel azimo. It's a din you have to have different people serving different roles. It's not a vort that there is no such halacha that whoever has a shame aid is memele puzzled odin. Call a pasal lahoid, pasal lodon. If a person is a korav, so just like his pasal lahoid is pasal lodon. If a person is a rasha, whoever is pasal lahoid is pasal lodon. But you can't say over here what an aid has a shame psul. Whoever is an aid is pasal lodon. Why should there be a psul lodon? There is no such thing. Tosfos gave the three different reasons. So the Rashi and the Rashbam put the two together. That just like you say korav pasal. By Eid Haroyev and his Kavan Lahoid, because he has a Shem Eid, who had Dinami over here, by Ein Eid Nasadayin, he has a Shem Eid. So Tosfos says the whole thing is wrong, the whole Tzushtal is wrong. There is no such din as whoever has a Shem Eid. That's Tosfos Taina against the whole thing of the Rashbam.
This Kavan Lahoid means then that he wants to be an Eid and be Mekayim and Dovah.
He plans to come to Bezin later, yeah. Yeah. He plans to come to Bezin to test. Different. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara quoted here. The seventh shot. The Gemara quoted on Tesam the base, on the fourth line from the top. I think the seventh pshat and the eighth pshat was Benes Kachin Bebedikas. Yeah, well, the seventh pshat, the Machlekes are Meir Nechachamim, and the Mishnah is the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Nechachamim. Rabbi Yosi says, Le'olam Meir Nechachat Shush Pishnei Eidim Asim Boshin Ne'emar. And the Chachamim disagree. The Hasra doesn't have to be from the Eidim, even in Bosra and Be'yatzmo. Let's say the Haruk says, don't kill me because the witnesses are going to bring in a court, they're going to give you the death penalty. He says, I don't care. So that's also good Hasra. He can give himself, the murderer can give himself the Hasra. I can say, I know that I'm going to be subject to the death penalty. I want to do it anyway. I don't care. He can give himself a Hasra. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the other man in there got you, Pishnei Edo of Mas Moshe Nemra, Al-Pishnei made him. Al-Pi means they should give the Hasra. See, here Tosis raises a question. This is a big Tosis on Amud Aleph. Towards the end, they raise a question. According to Rabbi Yossi, that you need Pishnei Edo Masrim, what's the din if you have three witnesses? You have three witnesses, and they all say that he murdered, and then they, let's say, who's Mu? So you give him all the death penalty. You didn't need the third guy. The first two Edim who testified first would have succeeded giving him the death penalty without the third one. So the third one is a Nachshleper. He's a Nit B'Lavayaveh. So still, if you mazim all three get the death penalty. So you have three Edim testify that someone murdered. See, Mekabaleitis, all the three. What if the three Edim say, two of the three Edim gave Hasrad, the third Edim didn't give any Hasrad. The third Edim says, yeah, these two for first Edim, they gave a Hasra, so I didn't think I have to give a Hasra. What's the basis for Rabbi Yossi Shita? Why does he say, Akiyachihu Pishnei Edim Masrimbo? So I would have said, if anybody other than the Edim gives the Hasra, it's not a good Hasra. The Edim who are going to bring him to court, they have to warn him. We're going to bring him to court, we're going to give you the death penalty. But if a stranger says, don't kill him, because you're going to get the death penalty. Or let's say the Horek says, don't kill me, because the witnesses are going to give you the death penalty, they're going to take you to court. That's not as serious. But if the two outsiders, the two kosher Edim, say, we're going to bring you to court, we're going to testify, we're going to give you the death penalty, that's more serious. But what do you need all three to give? If you have five people watching the murder, and two out of the five gave a Hasra, so I would have thought that all five can serve as Edim. As long as you have two kosher Edim who gave Hasra, so that's a serious Hasra. The guy understands they mean business. They're going to bring it to court. The Horror gives a Hasra. That's a joke. I'm killing him. So what do you mean? He says, no, they're going to bring it to court. They're going to give him. Maybe they won't bring him to court. But if they say, the Edim say, we're going to bring it to court, we're going to give it that penalty, so they're warning him. That's more serious. But if you have two of the witnesses said, we're going to bring it to court, so why should you need that the third one should also give Hasra? I would have thought as long as two out of the witnesses should be enough. So Tosis is not sure, but Tosis thinks more correct is that Rabbi Yossi would say that all three have to give Hasra. Why? Why is more correct that all three have to give Hasra? The Chumash by Maimon Hasina says, Reid ha'ed ba'am per'nyasu alos al Hashem. Reid ha'ed ba'am. What do you mean ha'ed? Testify. Ha'ed means warn them to give a Hasra. So Rabbi Yossi claims an aid who doesn't give Hasra is not called an aid. Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim. If you don't give Al-Pi, if you didn't give a Hasra, you're not called an aid. So Tosis is noita to say they're raising an issue, they're toying with the possibility, not so. But they think it's V'od. K'mo Sh'shnayim En Yicholim L'hoid Olam Kein Hisribo Kach Shloisha also. That's what they think. They think it's correct. They're implying that you can dingzach. I would have thought otherwise. I would have thought not like Tosis. Tosis thinks that more correct is the Rabbi Yossi thinks that all three have to give Hasra. You have to check. I think there's a Tosefta on this. You have to look. I think it's a Tosefta. I think it says like Tosis, but Tosis doesn't quote it. I think the Tosefta says the way Tosis says. But lule divrei ha-tosefta, there would have been room to argue. Okay, we left out a little bit from the previous Tosfos. Maybe tomorrow we'll go back to the Tosfos, again to the Tosfos Ches Amud Aleph and Ches Amud Beis, with the Nodi Bihuda, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. We'll finish that topic, and then we'll move on to the next Gemara about Pagina Yibura.
Yeah, I'll show them a little.